Awath agui
Awath agui, there was a young couple. They had wanted to have a child, but after years of trying had long since given up hope. One day, the wife felt very sick. So sick, in fact, that she thought she was dying. But then she found out that she was going to have a baby.
Dija, I will look after you and help you, and we will have our baby.
Dietlal, I will be careful. Geet juju talang desa.
They were really excited, and the husband did take good care of his wife. And in time, they had a daughter. Or, as my grandmother, my nani, would say, she got a girl. She was so precious. They did everything for her. It didn't matter what she wanted, she got it. It didn't matter what they had to do for her, they did it. It didn't matter what she said, they listened. They treated her most preciously. But then she started to become really, really naughty and very demanding.
I'm not going to eat these herring eggs. I don't even like them. Why don't you give me something I like?
And her parents tried hard to please her.
Here, have some dried ulikan.
No, I don't want any dried fish.
Here, have some fresh salmon.
No, I don't want any ching. Why don't you give me some berries?
Here, have some of my salmon berries. I've just picked them.
No, I don't want any scone.
This is how she took advantage of being their only one.
Give me some soap.
And her parents gave her more.
Give me
and the
more.
Parents always gave her what she wanted.
I don't like
this. She was a spoiled child.
Ew.
Her moods changed with the days.
I want something else.
And they could never please their daughter.
You had better behave yourself, Dikujanga, or Yanikuka will come and take you away.
Who's Yanikuka?
She lives down by the edge of the village, deep in a hole in the ground, where the earth is black and always wet, where the eagles perch in the crooked hemlock, and the slal bushes are so thick you can't see through them.
That's where she'll take you if you don't behave yourself. She'll come right here and Tlugwi Isti. Do you hear that? That's Yani Kuka. She'll come and take you away.
I don't believe you. That's just cedar bark drying in the wind. She's not coming here. I don't care about her. She's not even real anyway.
Later, when it was time to sleep, the spoiled girl wouldn't stop playing. Her mother warned her again.
Yanikuka will come and get you.
Eventually, the girl went to her sleeping place. But the next morning, she refused to come when her parents called.
I didn't sleep well enough. Leave me alone.
But it didn't matter what the parents said. The next day was the same as that day, and the day after that was the same again. Each day was the same as the one before. And the weeks went by, and the seasons changed, but the daughter did not. One night, the family was eating, and as usual, their gujanga daangas was being difficult.
Pick up your lips, my daughter. We are tired of your rudeness. Gut kliangs. Damang isti.
Her father was not pleased. And then they heard a sound at the door of the longhouse. A beautiful woman drifted inside.
Please, Join our family and eat some fresh hagu.
The father invited the beautiful woman to share their meal, as any good Haida man would do. But during the meal, his daughter once again refused to eat and demanded attention.
No, I don't want any. No.
How disappointing that your daughter refuses to eat any of your good food.
Hey, Dunk, yeah, Dunk.
Ah, little girl, come with me. I have something to show you. Would you like to come with me?
And because the girl was curious, she followed the beautiful woman outside.
Come.
Come. And the young girl stepped into the woman's outstretched arms. And at that moment, the woman turned herself back into Yanigunga. Her hair grew like long, tangled seaweed that curled around her. And the hair on her skin was thick and matted. Her nose was a kun skupchu iwan's and twisted as a crow's claw. Her eyes were hollowed out limpet shells, and she smelled like the flesh of rotting fish. And with the terrified girl held close, she turned and ran towards the trees. And as she moved, her huge black cape made of 100 land otters wrapped around the screaming girl, its long flat tail whipping the ground as Yanigunga carried her away. The girl cried for her parents, but they knew that Yanigunga had taken their daughter. They knew they couldn't get her back, and they knew that she would have to make her own way home if she was going to come back at all.
Now you are coming with me to my Dien. I have something for you.
Let me go, let me go, let me go.
But Yanigunga had reached her pit. It was a place in the middle of the woods where nothing would grow, where the earth was dark, damp, and covered in rotting leaves and stones. Yanigunga pushed the girl down into the hole, down through the stones, down past twisted roots of hemlock, alder, and spruce, down to where it was cold and black.
Let me out of here. I want to go home now. And it's cold and I'm hungry.
That's good. I have food for you. Worms and slugs and spiders, all for you.
That's disgusting. I can't eat that.
Well, that's all there is.
As the days went by, the girl got hungrier and hungrier.
All right, I'll eat your disgusting food.
And the spoiled girl had to eat the worms and slugs and spiders. But all the time she was thinking of how she could escape from Yanigunga. She really missed her parents. And she thought that if she could ever get home again, she would be a good daughter to her mother and father. One day, Yanigunga took the girl outside and noticed that she was wearing beautiful abalone shell earrings. They shone bright with the colors of the sea. Yanigunga immediately wanted them.
Oh, little girl, what beautiful earrings you have. Could I wear them? Could I try them on?
And this is when the girl knew how she would escape from the wild woman, the Kugana.
Well, you need holes in your ears to wear these.
Oh, yes.
Yes, if you want. I'll help you. I'll do it for you.
What do you have to do?
I'll show you. You have to get a stick and a rock.
So they went to the beach and found Kwa Iwans, a smooth, heavy, big rock. Then they found a split and pointed stick.
Look, here's the perfect thing. Kneel down and rest your head on this log.
And then the girl took the heavy rock and slammed the wooden spike right through Yanikuka's ear, deep into the log. Yanikuka was trapped like a hooked fish. The girl ran as fast as she could, back to her village and into her parents' longhouse. She had missed her family so much, and she knew that she would never be disobedient again.
And she made me worms and spiders and slugs, and it was so cold, and I was so frightened. She's still there, stuck on a log. But I promise I'll never be bad again, ever.
And she promised to honor and respect her parents. But Yanikuka's evil magic had worked. For even though the girl had escaped and lived long enough to tell her story, she died.
But I promise I'll never be bad again, ever.
Her body was placed inside a bent wood box. And long after she had passed, the worms, the slugs, and the spiders continued to crawl from the child's body.
Holocaust, Holocaust.